the University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to July of 1991.
The University of Detroit Mercy presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower Chimes. Oh, I was waiting for more bells. The University Tower Chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWitt, and today we have a lot of the regular panel with us again. On my right from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Yep. Pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here, as always. On his right from the Department of English, Professor Claire Crabtree.
Cheers, Edwin.
Cheers, Claire. On Claire's right from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Things are restored to their usual state of decorum.
Exactly. And on Sarah's right, my left, from the Department of English also, Professor Hugh Kulick.
Can I stay anyways, Sarah?
Sure you can.
Quit
most of the questions
on
you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you will receive the world-famous winner's package, which consists of the internationally renowned autographed photograph and the less internationally renowned photographed autograph and the not even locally acknowledged key ring. And if you don't stump the panel, then, I don't know, I guess you get
the same
some
stuff.
Of that stuff.
Something.
The same junk, yeah, with part of it missing. Okay, on our last program, we were just starting a set of questions from Brian Monroe of Allen Park, Michigan. And he was asking you to guess the titles of films from synonymatic versions of these titles.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yes, so we'll continue where we left off. Satanic Bowlers.
Devil.
Evil.
Not evil.
Stinker.
Something even before you get to evil.
Bad.
Unheilig.
Unholy.
Unholy. Yes.
Unholy Rollers.
What?
Unholy Rollers.
Yes. Unholy Rollers. Yes.
The movie about that?
Yeah. It's about Las Vegas.
It's about the roller derby, in fact.
Oh.
I think Holy Rollers started in Detroit, didn't they?
Who were they?
I think they've been rolling
roller
long
skating.
Before that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No, Pennies? No, there was a church called the Holy Rollers.
Oh, really? I thought they were like, yeah.
But I don't think it started here.
No, I think it was the split from the Shakers.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's probably it.
You know. No, they
and the
they
movers.
Split.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The Shakers, the Rattlers, and the Rollers.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They were Shakers that actually believed in real co-ed living.
Not just making furniture. I mean,
that's
it's
right.
Graceful
yeah,
right. and all
they
that.
Were
yeah, great.
Pennies and nickels.
Nickels and
change,
dimes.
Small change.
Small change, that's right. That's right.
Is that a movie? I don't
yeah.
know.
Truffaut,
it's
a wonderful
that's
movie.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. Nicholson, Lalaine, Lemon, Klugman, and Clayburg.
Oh, this is
Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice.
No. Nicholson, Lalaine.
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack.
How many?
Three Jacks.
Nicholson,
wait,
five. Lalaine, Lemon,
five
Klugman.
EPs.
Four Jacks.
Four Jacks.
And Clayburg.
And a Jill.
And four
and
Jacks
a Jill.
And a Jill.
That's right.
Cute.
That's
clever.
Right.
Oh, that's cute.
Robin Givens.
Oh, yeah. She was married to somebody.
To Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Hey,
Something's Wife?
No. It's a horror film.
Well, before we answer this, we want to know if they're back together.
Another word for female.
Shrew.
No.
Oh.
Just female.
Yo.
Girl.
Woman.
Woman.
Happens.
Woman.
Now,
woman.
Those things that used to apply to bodies to suck blood.
Woman
blood sucker.
Leeches.
Leech.
Oh.
The Cloris Leechman show.
The Leech Woman.
The Leech Woman.
The Leech Woman. The Cloris Leechman show.
No.
Yo. Go to your room. And I don't mean our office either.
It's quite another disappointment in life.
Okay. Time in August between lunch and dinner.
In August?
Mm-hmm. Time in August between lunch and dinner.
Summer, afternoon.
No. Afternoon.
Late in August.
Afternoon.
No. What do we refer to the various times in August?
Snooze time.
Tea
nap
time.
No.
Dog days.
Dog days. That's right.
Oh.
Dog
right.
day afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yeah,
okay.
That was a good
okay.
week.
Watch Thieves.
Watch Thieves?
Time Bandits.
Yes.
Time Bandits. Good.
Children's Whoa. Boxed Cookies.
The Girl Scout Murders.
No.
Kids?
No, it was a Marx Brothers film.
It's the second one
they made, I think.
Oh, crackers.
Animal crackers.
Animal crackers, that's right. Haircutting jazz singer Fitzgerald.
Ella.
Yes. And think of a Jane
Barber?
Fonda. Yes.
Barbarella.
Yes. Barbarella.
Oh, jeez.
That's clever.
That's good, yes.
Young Secretariat.
Horse feathers.
No.
But it's about a horse.
Yes.
Young.
Little horse.
Big horse.
Or what? I would give it a different name. I would call it the communist young horse.
Red pony?
The red pony, yes. 66 days and 12 hours. And his hint is they cut the good stuff out.
66 days and 12 hours. 66 67? And a half.
Oh, 9.5 weeks?
9.5 weeks, yeah.
Is that a movie?
Yeah, it's a very sadistic, scary movie. In the book,
it's the long version of Fellini's 8.5 hours, or 8.5, whatever that is.
Yeah, it's quite different from the book.
Pretty disturbing.
The book was a different kind of book. It's not a particularly pleasant book, but it was not quite the same as the film. Being into this kind of stuff, I'm a common sewer of this.
Yeah, that's why we make him sit at the end of the table.
Right.
Mr. Goodwrench.
Turn that fan on again. What?
Mr. Goodwrench. A Charles Bronson film.
The Mechanic?
Yes. Okay. The Mechanic. Very good.
Fixer, Malamud. I mean,
Deck the Halls. Deck the Halls. What is that, anyway?
Carol, Christmas Carol.
Yeah, there you got it, A Christmas Carol. Okay. Tatum O'Neill.
Paper Moon.
Ryan's daughter. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. See, now look who's being curmudgeonly.
The Extent of Beauty.
Oh.
The Extent of Beauty.
The End?
The Boundary of Pretty.
No. Beauty is only
skin deep.
Yeah, it was a New Zealand film, he says, and also the title of a John Ritter film.
Well,
The Smothers Brothers.
Do you have
that
one in your library, Edmund?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No. Oh.
Did you used to?
No. Oh. Claire didn't borrow that one. And
I think he's an underrated actor myself. Whatever that guy's name is, Ritter.
John
Listeners,
Ritter.
I'm being abused because I failed to return a tape.
I think
A-tape? You call Tinker Taylor and Smiley's people A-tape?
I'm going to suffer for this, I know.
Yes, if anybody has a copy they'd like to lend me of Tinker Taylor, Soldier Spy, and Smiley's people, please contact me. The Smothers Brothers and President Truman.
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
That's right. Untamed Grapes.
Grapes of Wrath.
No. Untamed Grapes.
Wild Wine.
Wild. Let's think of
Raisins.
Sam Peckinpah. Everybody dying in slow motion.
Bonnie and Clyde.
A Western.
Wild
Big
something.
Little Man.
William Holden. Everybody was in this. And they all die at the
Big
end in
wild
slow motion.
West?
Blazing Saddles.
The Wild.
It's got to be Wild.
Grapes. Oh. Grapes.
The wild
grapes come in.
Wild Grapes of Wrath.
Bunch.
I don't know. I don't think I find that an acceptable synonym.
Sure.
But this is synonymatopoeia. Synonymatopoeia. And there it's acceptable in the rules of synonymatopoeia.
Yeah, they're different rules.
No, they're right. Yeah. That's right. Young Bruce Lee.
The Karate Kid.
That's right. Very good. Lon Chaney visits an English city.
Werewolf of London.
That's an American werewolf in London, I'll accept
that. Oh, okay.
That's
what I meant.
Yeah. Green.
Green. Money.
Well, the...
Money pit.
No.
The color of money.
The color of money. That's right.
Mm.
That's right.
That's the one I had in mind.
Yeah. One-Eyed Physician. Another horror movie, I think, with
Cyclops
Edward
Stocks.
Well, turn it around.
Dr. Cyclops.
Dr. Cyclops.
Hey. Yeah, I remember that one.
Standing in the middle of the freeway. This was a John Wayne Navy movie.
Squash City.
No.
Road? Something about road?
No, it's...
The road less paved. Two roads divert. No,
I'll have to give this one.
Wizard.
This was In Harm's Way.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Recherche.
Depressed California ball player. Depressed California ball player.
Sad.
Well, what's another term for sad? Kind of a pop term.
Down.
Blue. Dodger.
No, not blue. Dodger.
Blue Ranger. Velvet.
Blue not, Giant.
No, not
blue
giant.
Blue.
Well, what other teams have they got?
Baseball
out there?
Player?
Yeah.
Blue Dodgers.
Raiders?
You got the Dodgers. You got the Giants. There are others.
Blue Angel.
The Blue Angel. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. That's
it's
good.
Yeah.
That's good.
We
of course,
can't
the
solve.
Listeners don't know who's sitting in the background here
that's
today.
Right. John Dwyer from Math is back.
He didn't get that one. We got it.
Yeah.
Right, sure.
You have 6 weeks to live, Yogi and Boo Boo. You have 6 months to live, Yogi and Boo Boo.
And this is a...
The Yellowstone Park saga or something.
No,
like this,
no, know. No.
6 weeks? Is there something about the 6 weeks?
It doesn't know. It's just it's a generic message.
Bears? That's,
the Care Bears?
The bears, yes. But what kind of bears?
Care Bears.
Would come and say...
The dying bears.
Not
the
dying bears. No. Your mother is dead. I mean, anything.
The message.
House just burned down. What kind of message are they bringing?
Bad news bears.
The bad news
bears. Oh, it's in quotes. You've got 6 weeks to live.
There it is.
Right.
Okay. Well, we thank Mr. Monroe. He didn't stump the panel.
He sure didn't.
That was good.
Those were fun.
Now, did we get that last one?
Yes, of course,
of course you did.
Sure.
Yeah,
the bad news.
It may take a while, but, you know, you came through, so... Thank you, Mr. Monroe. Send in some more. We always enjoy hearing
from
you.
Yeah, that was a clever.
Next set of questions comes from Deborah D. Lee.
Yes.
The continuity elf at K-Earth.
Right.
In Los Angeles again.
Okay.
Who says, hi, folks. The K-Earth continuity elf is back. The following bits and pieces are lifted from An Exaltation of Larks by James Lipton. It's up to you to identify the collective noun and or said noun subject in each instance.
Oh, yeah.
Incidentally, as for doing a show or two or 27 from here in L.A., I'm afraid that all of the money set aside for transporting and accommodating you guys went for typing lessons for me. As you can tell, I'm still having a little trouble locating the uppercase letter in my typewriter, so the lessons will have to continue. Sorry about that.
We understand.
As long as they spend it on a good cause.
We want to know that she was thinking of us.
Well, no, I should say as long as they spend it on a hopeless cause.
Right.
Whatever.
As it would have been with us.
We can identify with that.
Yeah. Okay, what's the collective noun for the following? All right. Oh, there are.
Clark's
been fun. A blank of cannons. I don't mean like weapons. Not like weapons, like church.
Oh, okay.
A folly?
An array.
No.
Oh.
Collection.
No.
An indulgence of cannons.
A collection.
Good, but
an
it's
indulgence,
not.
That's cute. A penance.
No, it has to do with, it's earlier in the alphabet.
Does it begin with a C?
No, not with a C.
With an A?
No.
With a B? Then.
No.
Well, wait a minute, if it's before C and it's not A and B.
A donation.
I didn't say before C.
A donation. Of
right letter. Right
okay,
letter.
A.
Right letter. Not a deluge.
deluge.
Voice comes with a glass.
Oh, is it something to do with guns? Does it apply?
Oh, heavens.
A
devotion.
No.
A devotion.
But I mean a pun on.
No.
A dregs of cannons.
A dregs of cannons, no.
A dirge of cannons.
What do you call people who are officials in the church?
A deacon.
A deacon of cannons.
No. A general term. They are, instead of church officials.
A prelates of cannons.
Instead of church officials, and begins with a D, they are church.
Doctor.
No.
Doctor. Divine.
A dignity.
Oh, I like divine.
Oh, dignitary.
I'd have gone through a lot of these.
Oh, that, yeah. I would never have come to that.
Okay.
Curates.
Curates.
A clutch of curates.
A clash.
No, think of Visa.
A bill of charge.
Of curates. Very good.
I want to say that I've read that book and none of them make any sense. That's, I mean, so this is all going to be hopeless.
That's right, but that's what's fun about
Do
it.
They, does she have turkeys on the list?
An administration of
turkeys. Because I have the collective noun for that. an administration of turkeys. No, really.
Well, let's take a break.
Baby, I've been waiting for this night all my life.
Oh, you too. I'm goose pimply myself.
Oh, yeah, that's just what I wanted to hear.
There's something I want you to hear. My questions are going to be used on Ask the Professor tonight.
Ask the Professor?
Yes. I sent my questions to 3800 Puritan, Detroit, Michigan, 48238, and tonight we'll find out if those kooky professors can answer them.
Oh, what a knockout, and with brains, too.
Send your questions to Ask the Professor, 3800 Puritan, Detroit, Michigan, 48238.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from July of 1991. Matt Mayo and the current panel of professors will return later this summer with more brand new episodes of Ask the Professor. So send your questions today to atp@udmercy.edu.
Oh, we're back with our questions from Deborah Lee of K Earth, Los Angeles, with the collective nouns for various and sundry things. Priests, a D word.
Panoply? Oh.
Another D word?
A D word.
Priests.
Is it one of the words we've said?
No, it is not.
It is not one of the words we've said. A D word. Is it? Does it have an ecclesiastical sound?
It's not
to
a
it?
Divine of priests.
No, it's not. No,
you're laughing.
A devolution.
That's to be appropriate, but
distinction.
Is it?
It begins with dis. D-I-S.
A disassociation.
No.
A
disestablishmentarianism of priests.
A duplex.
What you say? A priest.
Distemper of priests.
A priest
district.
Is supposed to be after hearing confessions. After hearing confessions, a priest must be this.
Discreet.
Discretion of priests.
So a discretion
of
priests.
Oh, that's cute.
A discretion of priests. That's good.
Hey, yeah. I thought they were all just animals. I've read this book.
Priests?
I thought
that,
no, but
well, speak to the ones you've known, Claire. I mean,
I know. Exaltation of Lark.
Claire, one bad marriage
and
you
right.
generalize the whole
like crazy. My lord, woman.
Oh, men are, Claire.
This is your life, Claire Crabtree.
I thought the book was just about larks and things.
Okay, all right.
I may have to secede from this panel for
no,
a while.
No.
Okay.
Know. How did I time that?
Hunters. Now, obviously, these are not serious.
I know, it's
these
a gathering
serious,
of hunters.
You know, these are not serious. That's getting close. A fusillade is getting close.
A drove of hunters.
Because, it has to do with shooting?
Yes, it certainly does.
A bang bang of hunters.
Well, it's the right letter, B.
A barrage. Of
not
a
barrage. Barrage.
Broadside.
Not broadside. What do you do with dynamite?
You blow it up.
Well, not blow it up.
You blight?
Well, a blast.
Blast!
A blast.
Yes. Of hunters, that's
good.
Right.
Good.
Pardoners. Pardoners.
A tale of pardoners.
Oh, that's neat. I like that.
It's
like
Chaucerian,
that.
At least.
Well, it has to be something.
Yeah, it's something mendacious.
Yeah, a pack of lie. A lie of.
I'll accept a lying of pardoners.
A lying of pardoners.
Okay.
Butchers.
A cleave?
That's good. That's very good. What does a bull do to people?
A gore.
Goring.
Yes.
A goring of butchers.
Yeah. Goring of butchers. Hmm. Okay. Knots. K-N-O-T-S.
A gaggle.
A rope
of
knots.
Knots.
A tangle of knots.
Tangle, but begins with a C.
A kangle of knots.
Conundrum?
No.
A clot of knots.
Well, you're getting there. What are things that are jammed together?
Cluttered.
Cluster?
A cluster.
Cluster.
Yes.
Cluster.
Yes. Okay.
Well.
Undertakers.
A elevator of
a dirge.
No, this has to do with anointing.
An unction of undertakers?
Yes. Oh, great.
And an even larger group of undertakers would be...
A bath.
No. Playing on the same word. And even an unction of undertakers.
An extreme unction.
Yes!
Right, all right.
You see where we're going? Yes.
Yes, downhill.
Comedians.
Giggle?
Not giggle.
A flop of comedians.
Oh, that's good. Think of a large group of people.
A crowd?
Causing mayhem.
A riot.
A riot.
A riot of yes, comedians. Yes. Oh, that's nice.
Okay. Designers. Designers.
Flock of designers.
What do you call what is on a stage during a play?
A troupe.
A company. A set of designers.
A set of designers. Oh. Yes, okay. Very good. Okay. Playwrights.
A starvation of playwrights.
Now, what's the core
something
of a
clever
play?
Or witty?
A plot of playwrights.
A plot of playwrights, that's right. Okay. Freshmen.
Class.
A frivol of freshmen?
A lot of them. Now, what would a term?
A batch of
beginning with a P.
A plethora.
Well, that's close, and I'll accept that.
Plenitude.
Sophomores.
A scraggle of sophomores.
No, playing on plenitude only.
A scarcity.
A paucity, yeah.
No.
It's more than
an embarrassment
of sophomores.
Is that right?
No, it's a platitude of sophomores.
Oh.
Juniors.
A gratitude.
Yes.
Juniors.
And seniors.
An attitude.
That's right.
There we go.
Graduate students.
Also.
It's TUDE.
Attitude, something.
What does it take to get through graduate school?
Fortitude.
That's right. Okay. Assistant professors.
Depression.
Oh, that's...
A target.
So true. A target, yes. No, think of people kind of crawling all over each other. Begins with a C.
And it's a tude word?
No, it's not. No.
Oh, it's not a tude word.
No, we're out of tudes.
Wrestling? Oh, it's a C.
Not to climb. Not... Not...
A crawl.
Clutch?
Clamber.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Associate professors. What everybody wants, who's an assistant professor.
A tenure.
And full professors.
A decline of...
What you get stuck with. What you get stuck with.
A tranquility of professors. How about that?
She has here an entrenchment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is only present as viewed accepted from the lower ranks.
Yes.
Only the lower ranks would think this.
That's true. Allergists.
A sniffle of allergists.
No.
A wheeze
of allergists.
A billing. A billing of allergists.
No, think of bees.
Bees,
a hive. Urologists.
A stream.
I'll accept
okay,
that.
Okay, that wins.
I like that, yes. That's better than the one they have here, which is a void.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
When you think of the word, okay.
Yes. All right. Okay. And the next one. Swimmers.
A splash?
No.
A stroke.
What they're all swimming towards or clinging to.
A shore.
Not something in the middle of the lake.
An island.
A raft.
Oh. That's right.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Joggers.
A nuisance.
Oh,
jogger.
Right. Thank you.
Think of the sound they make as they finish their jogging.
A wheeze.
Yes.
A wheeze of joggers.
Okay. That's right. Airline schedules.
A mess of airline.
A fiction.
Confusion.
Well, I'll accept
a fiction.
One. We have here is a comedy, but I like yours better. Trains.
A tangle of trains.
No.
Trains.
A tie of trains.
Alex, Professor Dwyer has just popped up with a lateness. I will accept that. Postponement of trains or cancellation of trains is also acceptable. Okay. All right. Blues. B-L-U-E-S. Blues.
A bag of blues.
Not a bag. No. Think Gershwin.
A rhapsody of
blues. A rhapsody of blues. That's
right. Does that mean a series of depressions? Is that what that means?
Rhapsody of blues.
Ovoids. Ovoids.
Ovoids.
A dozen ovoids.
A carton of ovoids.
That's good.
I wish it were mine.
Think of a Roman poet and one of his works.
A Virgil of ovoids.
No.
An Ovid of ovoids.
Well, one of the works.
Metamorphosis.
A metamorphosis of ovoids. Yes. Well, we thank Devorah.
Yeah.
She didn't stump the panel.
Now, are those all from the book, or are some of those?
No, she sent Xerox pages from the book. In fact.
Oh.
That's what she does. But we thank her for those. Those
saves
are
typing, doesn't it, Devorah?
Yes, it does, Devorah. Devorah.
So send that money. You can't fool us. Yep. We're coming.
We want the next one typed.
But we thank her anyway.
Or plane tickets.
The money was put to good use.
That's right. And hope to see the next one from her that has capital letters.
Yeah, I mean, tell her Soupy Sale says hi, too.
We'll be watching her progress in the weeks and months ahead. So thank you again. Next set of questions comes from Brian Felt of Moreno Valley, California. He's been on the show before. On Sunday mornings at 6 a.m., your program airs on K-Earth in Los Angeles. I listen as I deliver papers. Oh, yeah, I remember him. And enjoy the program. This list of sentences has been in my possession for quite a while. I thought you may get a kick out of it. I have every confidence that all 21 sentences will be translated, so scoring will be tough. Must get 18 correct. Each sentence is a common phrase. Good luck. Okay.
So we're supposed to provide a translation.
From what? Latin?
Pulchritude possesses solely cutaneous profundity.
Beauty of skin deep.
That's right. Scintillate, asterios minific.
Twinkle, little star.
That's right. Members of an ovian species possessing similar plumage tend to congregate. That's right. Surveillance should precede saltation.
Look before you leap.
That's right. It is fruitless to become lachrymose concerning precipitately departed lacteal fluid.
Spilled milk and all
well,
that.
Well, hang on, Mr. Felt. We'll be back next week to deal with the rest of these. In the meantime, to thank the panel, Professor Pickering, Professor Crabtree, Professor Gravel, and Professor Kulik. And now this word.
Send your questions to Ask the Professor, care of the Communication Studies Department at University of Detroit Mercy. 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221. Or email them to atp@udmercy.edu. We look forward to reading your questions on Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the Facility Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Elizabeth Brenner. Technical director is Brian Milligan, at least he was today. Jerry Kurtzinger was also there. Executive producer is Vivian Dix, trying to get people to go to the resume fair. And until next week, this is your host, Edwin DeWint.
And I'm Michael Jason. We're back with another classic episode of Ask the Professor next week. So please plan to join us.